This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. One thing Hillary Clinton's win in Pennsylvania did not change: this is still a race that will almost surely be decided by the superdelegates. Those are the nearly 800 Democratic officials who can vote as they please at the party's nominating convention next August. The superdelegates include all the Democrats in Congress. And as NPR's David Wellner found, they have mixed feelings about their roles as king or queen makers.
When people started talking about superdelegates just a few months ago, it was assumed the candidate most able to pick up endorsements from these party insiders was Senator Hillary Clinton. And for a while, that was true. But her lead over Senator Barack Obama in superdelegates has shrunk dramatically from about 100 to only about 24. And Clinton's big win in Pennsylvania has so far failed to pick up any more superdelegates from that state. House Democrat Bob Brady's district in Philadelphia chose Obama over Clinton by a 2-1 margin. He would not say yesterday which of the two candidates he'll vote for as a superdelegate.
They know who I am. They know where I'm at.
Have they talked to you before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. Talk to them all the time, both senators.
And what do you tell them?
I told them to keep it clean, you know, have a good election, try not to throw too much, sparring with each other and just talk about the issues. And they said they would try to do that.
Brady did allow his district's preference for Obama would have what he called a major influence on his vote as a superdelegate. It's just a question, he said, of, quote, maybe when. That when for Tennessee House Democrat John Tanner came yesterday. 2.5 months after both his state and district chose Clinton, Tanner announced he had as well as a superdelegate.
There's no particular significance to it other than I just... She asked me, I talked to her this morning, and I said, yes, I was glad to endorse you. I'm going to vote. I'll vote for you when the time comes, whether June or August, if I have the chance. So I'll be glad to.
Oklahoma's Democratic Governor Brad Henry reached the opposite conclusion. Even though Clinton easily won that state's primary, Henry announced yesterday he was endorsing Obama.
I thought about it, and I felt that it was important for me to come out now. I've been a quiet supporter of Barack Obama. I voted for him in our primary on February 5th, and I feel like it's important that superdelegates, whomever they support, go ahead and begin to announce their position and their endorsement of those that they support, so we can begin to resolve this much quicker.
Still, some superdelegates prefer being holdouts. Oregon House Democrat David Wu, whose state holds its primary May 20th, says he'd just as soon see Clinton and Obama keep battling for votes, including his.
I will decide at a reasonable time. I have very little intention of stretching it out till a convention, but have not had a reason to declare up till now.
Obama supporters argue their candidate has won so many more states and pledged delegates than Clinton that superdelegates should close ranks behind him so he can focus on beating the presumptive Republican nominee John McCain. That fails to sway California House Democrat Diane Watson, who backs Clinton.
I'm going to stay with her all the way for the long run. Should the delegation should the decision get all the way to the conference in August, then whoever comes out of that, I will support as vigorously as I have supported Hillary.
Missouri House Democrat Emanuel Cleaver also backs Clinton, even though Obama won his state and his Kansas City district. Caught between conflicting loyalties, Cleaver says he, for one, is not happy at all about being a superdelegate.
We have a process that appears to be about as stupid as human beings could put in place.
About 300 superdelegates have yet to declare their support for either Democratic candidate. They will most certainly be under increasing pressure to do so, since their votes, in the end, will likely settle this race. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.